You are going to listen to an interview about film adaptations of novels. For questions 1 to 4, listen and answer the questions.
So today we have reviewer Helen Warner joining us to talk about adaptations of great novels. Great to have you here.
Great to be here.
So, are you a fan of big screen movie adaptations?
Well, it's not a simple yes-no answer, I'm afraid. When people write great books, they do it to communicate a message and encourage the reader to think and create an imaginary world. When we see the film, the world has been created for us. We're straitjacketed into someone else's vision. This really means that the film is only ever as good as the vision provided, and can be quite destructive to the reader's interpretation, no matter how good. For me, that happened when I saw the adaptation of Wuthering Heights. Now, this was in the 1990s, I think, but I absolutely loved the book. The film, however, gave me completely the opposite reaction. I think that's true of many of the film versions of that particular novel, such as the 1930s black and white version, which was overly dramatic. However, sometimes the imagination shown in film adaptations can surpass anything my mere brain has ever thought of. This is usually because they've used CGI to really make something out of this world. For me, the visual imagination in The Life of Pi was simply amazing. It's a must-see film, in my opinion. Another film I'd like to talk about in terms of adaptations is The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Now, the film is dark and anything but dull, but for me, it just didn't hang together. I came out of the cinema wondering what I had just seen. This never happened to me when I read the book. Now, I don't think it's a reflection on me. I've heard the same from many people. I think, however, that one of the worst crimes of cinema is simply making an overly stylized film version with no substance. This describes The Maze Runner perfectly. There was really nothing exciting about it. So, in a nutshell, filmmakers must do the message and our imaginations justice.
Now read questions 5 to 10.
Let's move on to talk about The Shadow Thief. As we know, this is a book remade for the big screen, and it's coming out next week. What do you think of it?
Well, when the book came out in 1951, it was almost instantly a bestseller. I think it sold over 5 million copies in the first year. It's a really amazing achievement and a big challenge for any director. If you've read the book, you'll know that the whole story revolves around three main characters: the revolutionary Maxim, the royal guard, Dimitri, and city dweller, Irene, and their experiences during the final 3 days of the Russian Revolution. The book was absolutely breathtaking for anyone that read it, and I hope the film will be too. Interestingly, the director hasn't followed the book to the letter. Dimitri in the book tends to come off as quite a callous person, but in the adaptation, he's rather different. The director explores the reasons for his actions in a very sympathetic way. I don't think this is problematic, though. Motivations are explored everywhere in this film, and it gives much more depth to what is an exhilarating story. The film was actually meant to be out last year. However, a disagreement with the writer affected the development of the screenplay. This meant production had to be postponed. However, the premiere is nearly upon us, and the film will be showing in cinemas from next week. It's certainly been talked about by everyone, more than any other film this year, so let's hope it can live up to the hype.
And you've been to a pre-screening?
I certainly have. I'm sure many people thought a film version of such a well-loved and well-known book would be doomed to failure. I think this is why it's had so much build-up. People want to see if it lives up to all the talk surrounding it. And I have to say, it absolutely does, and more. If you like your films complex and evocative, this is most definitely for you.
Well, lovely talking to you, and thank you so much for coming in. Now we're going to...